Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalage begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 60, 23, 42.
Hi guys, this is the Darmalars. We're back already.
Yeah, already from Anaheim, California.
And I am
still.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Ralph. And this is our 2008 Comic-Con Survival Guide.
Survival Guide. In case you don't want to not survive.
If you want to make it through Comic-Con, you're going to want to listen to this show.
Want to stay alive? Stay with me.
Over the past few weeks, we've gotten some emails asking about Comic-Con and, you know, what to expect at Comic-Con, and I pointed them in the direction of our 2007 Comic-Con survival guide.
But a lot of that's still valid. Like,
yeah, a lot of it is still valid.
Except for, like, event scheduling. Like, yeah. Don't follow that.
Yeah, don't follow that. But, I mean, as far as stuff to bring,
yeah,
which we'll bring up again, it's pretty much the same.
That's right.
So what do you say we get into the reason why everyone's going to Comic-Con who's listening to us?
Everyone who's listening to us is at least a major portion of their motivation for going to Comic-Con is for Lost.
Yes.
So the fact that there's a Lost panel.
Let's get into Lost.
Let's do it.
All right.
Saturday, July 26th.
In Hall H at noon.
In Hall H at noon is the Lost panel.
Now, for your first time, people who are going to Comic-Con for the first time.
Right. Not first time people, not like newborn infants.
Hall H is the biggest hotspot of the convention. It always has been, and it probably always will be.
That Hall H is where a couple years back I saw Kevin Smith and Tenacious D, mm-hmm, and like the cast of Firefly.
That's where they bring out the big guns. So yeah. Hall H is a huge deal, especially on Saturday.
Right. Which is the major day of the convention. That's,
yeah,
when most people are going to be there.
Lost is going to be at noon. So if you show up at noon, you probably won't get into Hall H till about, what, one
five
or two?
Yeah. Like, you will miss Lost completely.
So what you're going to have to do is
line up.
First, you're going to obviously need your badge ahead of time, but you're going to have to line up. And this is going to be a huge line. The hall, we kind of try to figure out before the show, Hall H holds at least 10,000 people, possibly.
That's the estimate.
Ballroom, we normally Lost is in Ballroom 20, which houses 4,000 people, and we figured Hall H is easily
two and a half
times the size of that, easily.
Which is good, as producer Ryan pointed out, that's good news for Lost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to see that it's popular, but yeah, it does make it a logistical problem. Because you have to make sure you do things right to get,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and everybody's going to want to be there. And the thing with Hall H is it doesn't empty out between each panel. So what happens is there's a long line in the beginning of the morning where people flood in as soon as Comic-Con opens for the day. And as people exit the Hall H between panels, they'll let some people in. So the thing is, you're going to have to get there early, stand in the line, hopefully find a good seat, and as the morning goes on, try to position yourself closer as,
right,
people leave. So you're going to have to sit through a few panels before you get to Lost, including, I guess, there's a Heroes panel
before. Yeah, I think that's the first one. I think
the first one.
You know what? That's the only one that I put on my list, and I don't know if I would have put any.
No, I'm not a Heroes fan. Lost number one, championship, all the way.
Right.
The winners. Heroes sucks.
So you're going to have to sit through it.
But you're going to have to sit through Heroes. So if you're a Heroes fan, that's good for you.
It's kind of a double dip, yeah.
Yeah.
But what you have to consider is it's also a double dip. All the Heroes fans are going to be there,
yeah,
and all the Lost fans are going to be there.
So there's going to be a brawl.
The Heroes thing starts at 10:30.
Okay.
I imagine they probably open the doors an hour early. That sounds about protocol.
So it sounds like if Heroes starts at 10:30, the door's probably going to open up at 10.
So
you're just gonna have to sit through Heroes, I guess, because,
yeah,
if I'm sure they give that half hour bumper for people to get in and out,
yeah,
and to get things set up for Lost. That's actually not too bad. I thought there was more panels.
No. Pretty much all we have to sit through is waiting in Heroes. If I've got it down.
Do you know if Greg Gumbert's going to be there? Because at least he's on Lost. Maybe I'll ask him a Lost question during the Heroes panel. I'll ask him a Lost question about his mustache in season 4 of Lost.
I'm going to say
in season 4, was it cool to have that mustache? Do you wish you had that back? And he'll say, Heroes is only on season 3, dude. I'm talking about Lost. Lost represent.
Yeah, Lost.
And like the whole right side of the crowd.
And then we'll start like a whole
crazy
fight.
So
that'll be fun.
So Lost is they haven't said who's gonna be there. It's usually a surprise, but it's safe to say that Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse will be there.
They will be there. They're listed
at the Entertainment Weekly panel, which
they're listed on this one too. Yeah.
Oh, they are listed on the Lost
panel.
Yeah. Okay, so they will be there. And they always have a surprise guest. Last year it was Harold Perrineau. The year before it was Daniel Day Kim and Jorge Garcia. The year before that was Josh Holloway and Maggie Grace, and the year before that was the entire cast for the premiere of the first season.
Wow.
So they're going to be previewing. If they go, if they do the same thing they have in the past, you're going to see they're going to start off the panel with some extras from the season 4 DVD.
Right.
Some featurettes. They'll probably show a gag reel that they usually show something. They'll have something like Octagon recruitment related, which I'm sure for those of you following the game, it'll give you a clue to the next step in that process. And then they'll bring the guests out and they'll discuss season 5 as much as they can and then field any questions from anybody who has the nerve to go up and ask a question in front of over 10,000 people.
Yeah, which is huge. The panel's only an hour. So between videos and talking about what they do want to talk about, I imagine they'll probably cut to the Q&A pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty packed hour, and then it's going to be done.
Yeah.
Because they can't they can't stick around for too long afterwards because they got other things coming up.
So once you get in the hall, and if there's a Heroes panel going on at the time, look for the people who are standing up and facing away from the panel to flag down other Lost fans because that's probably going to be us.
That would be us.
Or at least me.
Or at least Ralph. Are you going to ask a question, Ralph?
I have a question to ask. And I've had it for a while because my question wasn't answered in season 4. And, I'll ask it. If I can get on the mic, I'll definitely do it.
Right on.
With my bright yellow shirt.
We'll try to film that.
All right.
Oh, we're doing bright yellow or black on Saturday?
I figured if we're going to be in Hall H, it's going to be a large place. I'm going to be a beacon for the Darmalars.
Okay, so anyone that has...
Ryan, you can wear your black shirt. I'm saying as far as me... I haven't outgrown my shirt, which is pretty amazing. So imagine this body with bright yellow.
He's admitted it's amazing for him to not have outgrown.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be pretty much. I don't really care about Heroes. I'm not gonna disrupt it for everybody who likes Heroes. But if you see a dude standing up, just stretching.
That might
After
be
being
you.
In line for 5 hours or however long we're going to have to be in line.
Oh, boy.
I have a feeling we're going to see the sunrise over Southern California.
Ah, that'll be a good line. Start to the day, I think.
Yeah. Glare off my yellow shirt right into your eyes. So that's pretty much the Lost panel. It's a blast. And Darmalars are going to be there. Jay and Jack are going to be there, the folks from Metro Buzz, as well as Ryan and Jen from The Transmission. So,
oh, cool.
We're trying to get a big group in line to kind of to get out a good huge chunk of the area, kind of have a Lost Podcast Network
seating
section
area. Yeah. So that'd be good.
It'll be pretty rowdy. And feel free to come up and hang out with us. Don't be like, "Oh, hey, I think we're
Oh yeah, there. I have to talk about that."
Like come up and say, "Dude, you guys are awesome."
Should I talk about that now or should I wait for a different chapter?
What are you talking about? You talking about panel at Lost?
No, I'm talking about coming up and talking to us.
We'll talk about that later.
Do a different chapter.
Yeah.
So let's go from Hero to Comic-Con Essentials, Survival Guide.
Not yet. We're still going to talk about the rest of Lost.
Oh,
we're
there's
part
more?
Of,
oh,
we're
Octagon. Part of
that. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Do you want to do Octagon now?
Sure.
Let's do this first. We're talking about the Lost panel.
Okay.
Directly following the Lost panel, if I remember correctly. Is this how we're doing it? Okay.
Yes.
Directly following the Lost panel, if you so choose, if you can't find us during the panel, immediately following me and Ben and Ryan and special guest for the first time ever with us, Jimmy from Seattle, we're going to head upstairs from Hall H, and we're going to go to the autograph area. And when you go to the autograph area, by Saturday, you'll probably see a bunch of circular tables. That's where we recorded our show live last year, and that's where we're going to do it this year. And that's going to follow directly after the Lost panel. It'll give us some time. We'll take some time, maybe about 15 to 20 minutes to set up and kind of chat and hang out with you guys and see if any of you want to join us on the mics. And then we'll do the show and report on the Lost panel. And if there's anything that we missed, you can go ahead and shout some stuff out or hop on the mic and fill in the gaps.
Yeah, that's always... always a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a blast.
I think I was so excited last year because when I listened to that audio again,
yeah,
like you could tell I was just was like wound up and like yeah. let loose on a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. We had to move it because they were shutting down the tables.
Yeah,
because it was so late that won't be a problem this year. So yeah, that's always fun. Like come and find us. Be there if anyone listening to me now is going to be at Comic-Con. And you're not doing anything after the Lost panel. It'll be really cool to see you guys.
And if you don't make it into Hall H, come listen to the show, and you'll be the first one to hear the
Darn
Large episode.
It'll be us telling what we've seen at Comic-Con so far and what we've seen about the Lost panel. Mm-hmm. Just doing like a live remote, and that's always a blast.
Yeah, and that's directly from the Lost panel. And then after that, sometime, I think it was at 4 o'clock.
It's at 4.
At 4 o'clock, we're going to be heading to...
Room 24A.
Room 24A to hang out with Jay and Jack because they have a room. It's a meet and greet, but if any of you guys were at Comic-Con last year, you know that the meet and greet turned into an actual full-blown panel.
Yes.
With a full house of, I think, 200 people.
It was pretty big, yeah.
And I'm kind of hoping, I mean, I'm not promising anything, but I'm kind of hoping, that if there is a panel set up, that it would be nice to also see if Ryan and Jen get up there. And maybe field some questions, seeing how they're like the first Lost podcast.
Yeah.
So
that would be cool.
I'm sure they'll be there too. So if you guys don't get to see us at Hall H and you want to see Jay and Jack and the transmission as well as us, and you don't make it to our recording, head over to the Jay and Jack room at
24A.
In 24A.
And that's from 4 to 5. Yes. Lost podcast with Jay and Jack.
Cool.
And then Octagon Recruiting.
Let's get into that. Octagon Recruiting is something that popped up in a commercial during the season finale of Lost, season 4.
Yes, and it's part of the mid-season, the between-season alternate reality game between season 4 and season 5. So far, there's been only a couple of steps into it, and one of them is if you send them an email, there was an email response indicating that there will be aptitude testing.
Mm-hmm.
Done in San Diego at Comic-Con.
And it demonstrates your unique talents.
That's right.
I'm hoping for janitor.
So there's that.
Because I want to roll around in a Dharma bus with
or
beer.
Or workman.
With beer.
Yes.
Even
so
though I drink beer, but if I'm on an island,
there's no info
well.
About where, but I imagine they'll have a booth set
up. They have a booth. I know that for a fact, but I don't know where the booth is.
Yeah.
We'll get into the exhibit hall later on.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, where the booth is.
It's going to be somewhere in that haystack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go.
And it's supposed to be there all 5 days.
So go and see if you can get yourself tested.
Yeah.
That might be something to do preview night.
Yeah. And better yet, I would say, if you're wearing a Dharmalar shirt, get a picture of you getting tested while wearing your shirt.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool. I might actually do that.
Yeah, me too.
Or maybe in between our show and the Jay and Jack panel.
See if we can go straight to it.
We could go down and recruit and then...
We can help out. We can
go meet and greet Jay and Jack.
Volunteer some hours.
So that's pretty much Lost. Let's get into more Con Survival Guide. What do you want to do next? Essentials?
Let's do Essentials. All right, yeah. let's do essentials and then we'll do another chapter for like panels that we think are interesting.
Got it. All right.
All right. So this is a part where we kind of do every year where we think about things that maybe you wouldn't think of if you haven't been before or maybe you might forget. Just kind of a short checklist of things that you're going to want to have with you.
All right. First and foremost, I have something that I wrote down here.
Oh, do that.
And it's the 5-day forecast.
Oh, good call.
So San Diego, California, from Wednesday through Sunday, it looks like Wednesday is going to be 73 degrees with a low at 68.
Ooh.
Thursday is going to be 74 with a low of 68. Friday will also be 74 with a low of 67. Saturday and Sunday are going to be a little bit warmer at 77 degrees both of those days with a low of 67.
That is really reasonable.
So hopefully, if unlike like 2 years ago, it was very, very humid.
Very hot.
Hopefully, this year we get some of that nice sea breeze that San Diego is known for.
Yeah.
And it sounds like dress for warm weather.
That's really good.
And being from Southern California, although it's warm all day, it can get chilly at night. So if you're planning on doing some partying down at the Gas Lamp District, bring a jacket or a sweater.
Yeah, or pants to change into.
Yeah.
Although I bet people from other parts of the country would probably consider our cold perfectly shorts weather.
Yeah.
Especially after all day.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, but if you have your sweater and you wrap it around your waist, you're not going to look like the nerdiest person on the street. And just letting you know that.
That's not going to happen. Right.
So things to bring, is that what you're...
Yeah, I was going to say things to bring, things, you know, to
essentials,
be prepared.
Number one, essential thing to bring, the most important thing that you'll need is a backpack.
Yes.
No rolly wheels, they're not allowed. The rolling, and you'll find as soon as you get into the exhibit hall and start moving around the con, you're not going to be wanting to drag stuff in those crowds.
Yeah, and you do want to be able to keep stuff. Like there's free stuff, even if you're not going to buy anything, you're still going to accumulate a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's good to just have a place to stow things. In that backpack, you're going to want to put some water.
You are going to put some water. All you need is one water bottle. We mentioned this last year. Just take a regular...
just a little 12-ounce water bottle.
Like a 20-ounce water bottle.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before on previous year, every room that houses a panel, even Hall H and even the smaller rooms, all have... water dispensers, water coolers, and they are usually plugged in with nice cool water. So one bottle's good, and you can refill it throughout the day with pure Arrowhead water.
Because they keep those water coolers stocked, and you don't have to. It's not like, you know, we mentioned you have to wait in line to get into Hall H. You can dip into one of the rooms that's showing like a legal issues and comic books panel, and just fill up your water real quick. Yeah. And there's fountains everywhere, and you're going to want to drink as much of that water as you can, because with the body heat and everything, you're going to get dehydrated.
You're going to be spending a lot of time walking,
which
leads us to another thing that we've mentioned before. Bring a sack lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to bring a sack lunch because even though there's food places in Comic-Con, the food is like ballpark prices, if not more,
right,
and it's not the greatest quality of food.
Right.
And you're going to be spending a lot of time in between panels sitting down, so it's good to take that time to kind of snack on something. Bring some trail mix. Bring some string cheese.
Clif bars, protein, fruit.
And you'll find that you're going to spend a lot of your time eating if you bring your sack lunch between panels.
Yeah, and the thing about that is... even if you don't have your day scheduled out 100%, it's not likely that you're going to find time to get away during the day and get lunch and come back.
Yeah.
It's not likely that you're going to have that kind of a chance, and eating there is not going to happen, especially for us in Hall H.
Yeah. And speaking of scheduling your day, bring a highlighter.
Highlighter
is my favorite tool at Comic-Con. I learned it year one that I should have probably brought one. When you get your badge for Comic-Con, you'll be getting a schedule. It's kind of like a program like you would get at a ballpark. In the back, the last like five pages is a really nice grid system that tells you every room on the top line and every hour of the day on the sideline. And then you can kind of see visually where everything falls as far as the different panels. And it's easier to sit in a panel and kind of highlight which ones you want to see, and then you could prioritize.
And if you can actually physically highlight it, it's a lot easier to see if you're setting yourself up for a conflict.
Yes.
Like, oh, wait, this one clearly overlaps, or this one's way too close. I'll never make it there in time. So it's better to be prepared, forewarned.
So take a highlighter. I highly recommend a highlighter.
And if you're the autograph type, bring Sharpies. You can go online and see who'll be there signing autographs.
Uh-huh.
Ralph likes to bring the inserts for his DVD cases.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that's actually grown so much that they gave those away last year.
Clearly
they know that people are doing that.
Go on the Comic-Con website, and if you're listening to iTunes right now, you'll see in the album art it says click here.
Okay.
And it'll take you to the Comic-Con website, and that'll show you the schedule. So to kind of get a heads up before you come down to Southern California, if, say, Bruce Campbell's going to be there, you might want to be your copy of If Chins Could Kill or your copy of Evil Dead or something.
Right.
So kind of get a heads up before you come. Like, it would suck if you came all the way here and one of your favorite stars was there and you're like, oh, if only I knew, I could have brought my whatever.
Right. And you would want to bring your own Sharpie just in case they don't have theirs or theirs is running low.
A lot of times what happens is that they'll spend all day signing with a Sharpie, and they sign fast because they have a lot of people to go through, and they ding it to hell. They just kind of smash their pen down. So you kind of get weird, uneven things. What I might do this year is get a – what are those silver kind of Mylar pens?
Yeah.
The pen with the metal ball in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think those my Mike Nelson signature last year was done with that, and it's fluid.
Very clean.
Awesome. Yeah, it's
You also
it's
want
great.
A Sharpie so you can have it with you in case you bump into Brian Posehn.
That's correct.
Or
which you will.
Anyone like that.
Because I've bumped into Brian Posehn two of the three years we've gone? 4 years?
This will be our fourth year.
Yeah. So
yeah, 2 of the 3 years we've gone.
You might bump into someone on the floor of the exhibit hall.
You might.
Do we have anything else that you want to...
No, that's about it. Sunscreen. You don't think about the outdoors, but if you're lining up for any of these panels, like when I had to line up for Futurama last year, I was outdoors in the direct sunlight for a good 30, 40 minutes just waiting in line.
Yeah.
And the sun is everywhere.
And also sometimes, you know, you want to take a break from the crowds, and there's definitely plenty of patio spaces by the beach, and you could look at the ships coming in, the military ships and whatever. And it's, you know, it's good to protect yourself.
Protect yourself. That's because that shit is cumulative. Ryan even advises bringing a hat.
I'll be wearing my Anaheim Angels of California hat.
I'd probably put my hair back in a ponytail. That counts as a hat
for me. Put your ponytail through the hole of the hat?
Look at a painter's hat.
You should do that.
And comfortable shoes, yes.
All right, you want to get to the exhibit hall?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's walk downstairs to the exhibit hall. Here we go. Clop, clop, clop. The exhibit hall.
Essentially a mile? A city block?
What do you think? How from end to end, Ryan, how far do you think the exhibit hall is? Stevie, do you think like
half a mile?
Half a mile long?
Half a mile indoors.
How wide? Football field?
16 miles wide.
50 field? Quarter of a mile? Is that a football field? No, not a quarter of a mile. Maybe a football field. Two football fields. Exhibit hall. We mentioned this last time. The exhibit hall's so big that Ben didn't see the full-size big rig with trailer Optimus Prime that was in there the first year we went.
At all. Like, I never even saw it.
Apparently, last year there was a full-size Jabba the Hutt. Didn't see it. I didn't see it. See, isn't that crazy? Like, how it's really, really, really giant.
And you think you're going to get in there and serpentine and just do the whole thing.
It's completely full of stuff you want to buy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's essentially a giant marketplace where every artist is selling their art, where every toy company is selling their toys, and where every comic book company is selling you comics.
And movie companies want you to
Come
to their movies.
You can get comic t-shirts.
Artists.
You can get bags, handbags, purses, everything. You can get
just
anything you guys like, you can get. I think
Suicide Girls, Trauma.
Yeah, last year I was telling that to Colleen, and she said, could I get a pony? And I looked it up, and they had Hasbro had an exclusive Comic-Con My Little Pony.
Yep, there you
go. For 2007. So it
Anything.
Is a gigantic place, and I mentioned this last year. I'm going to mention it again. Go through everything before you start buying. You don't, unless there's an exclusive that you know you're going to get, I would say... Play the field first because there's always something around the corner that you're also going to want.
Right.
So it's good to kind of get a feel of what you want. If it's something that's running out, yeah, go ahead and snatch it up. But if it's something you're like, yeah, maybe, and it'll be there when you get back, probably wait because it might be something better around the corner.
Many of these booths are doing promotions and giving away free stuff.
Definitely.
You can sign up for raffles. There's some that you'll have to wait in line for.
Last year, I got a limited edition Hellboy 2 poster.
Well, that's right.
By
see
Mike
right
Mignola. It's numbered and everything.
It's cool.
I was walking by a booth. A guy said, hey, I'm giving these Hellboy 2 posters out, and I grabbed one. And it's really awesome.
Yeah, and they did. They had Grindhouse posters that one year. That was 2 years
they
ago,
have
I think.
Just about everybody's giving out free stuff. And it's a big like advertisement, but at the same time, you get cool stuff out of it.
Exactly. They have legitimate artists. They have comic book artists. They have struggling artists.
Yeah.
You can go, most of them, you can pay them a couple of bucks and have them do a sketch for you. Mm-hmm. You can watch them as they're doing their regular sketch work or their artwork.
Yeah.
Talk to them about their books. They have webcomic artists.
Yeah.
Video game designers.
One of the things I highly recommend, too, is pretty much every table is going to have a business card. If you find something interesting, but you don't want to fork out the cash, grab their business card, and then you'll be able to, you know, find their stuff later on.
And that's a good thing for artists, too. If it's like, oh, I kind of like this guy's art style. I want to look at it
more. And also, if you have a Sharpie, you could mark down which booth they're at. There's a huge grid system going down every aisle that says what block you're in.
Right.
Like, I'm in the 2700 block or whatever. Take their business card, say, I'll come back tomorrow. Write down their cross streets, and then
you can find it more easily.
Yeah, like, oh, this guy has this awesome thing, but it's really big. I don't want to carry it around with me all day. I'll come back on Sunday.
This guy has an awesome thing, and it's really big, but I don't want to carry it around with me all day.
So the exhibit hall is just absolutely the coolest place ever.
It's impressive, and I want to say that's where I'll be most of the day on Friday.
Okay.
But there's a couple of panels that kind of appeal.
Would you like to get into panels?
Sure. Let's talk about some panels.
Let's talk about some panels.
Now, most of the day on Thursday, Ralph's going to be unavailable, but he is going to go to the 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. DVD/Blu-ray producers 2008.
Yes.
Which is the Digital Bits panel.
It's the digitalbits.com, if you guys are familiar. They are pretty much the Ain't It Cool News of home video. I go to this panel every year, and I'll be there this year on Thursday, like Ben said, at 3. What did it say what room? Because I didn't have the room.
That is in room 5AB.
5AB. So if you guys can't wait till Saturday to see me, go to room 5AB at 3 o'clock on Thursday, and I'll be there.
Yeah.
Come up and say hey, and I'll. If we have any buttons left...
Yeah, we've got tons.
Oh, then I'll give you a button.
We'll be giving out buttons all weekend.
Yeah.
That was fun because these guys' job is so interesting that all they do is make DVDs.
They not only do they make the DVDs, but they actually shoot and produce all of the extra footage. They're the guys who gather up all the interviews and edit it all together. They're like the directors.
They make the DVD.
They're the producers of extra features.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they
And sometimes special editions even of movies.
For the first 2 years, this guy was talking about his doing the Blade Runner set, which finally came out last year, and it's absolutely wonderful. But he's going to be there again this year. A couple other people that are going to be there is the DVD producer for Guillermo del Toro's films, including Hellboy 2 and Pan's Labyrinth, and then the DVD producer of Crank and Crank 2. Is also going to be there. And what's fun about that is they'll bring a lot of these special features with them. So each producer, and there's probably, I think, like 6 or 7 on the panel.
Something like that.
And they're each going to bring you insight in all these films they're going to make and to give you a sneak peek of the DVD extras. Which
and
is
it's
usually,
fun because they're kind of showing off for each other, too. Because they're it's a limited subset of people that do this. And they work for competing houses, essentially.
It's a weird panel that I stumbled to on the first year. I'm like, oh, I like DVDs. I'll come check it out. I didn't realize it was the Digital Bits doing it. And then I was like, oh, this is great. And every year I've gone. And I'm just, it's the weirdest thing. It's the one panel that, other than Lost,
that's the
one I definitely go to. It's a lot of fun. So see me there on Thursday.
Friday, like I said, I might, because I know Saturday is going to be so busy with Lost and recording and stuff, I might just try to do the exhibit hall. But I'm going to give a couple of spotlights on panels that people we know might find interesting.
Okay.
Friday at 10:30, Max Brooks, the author of the Zombie Survival Guide.
Son of Mel Brooks
and Anne Bancroft. 11:55, Watchmen.
Okay.
And that I would really like to go to because I
that's
imagine.
That's the film, right?
That's
They're
for the film,
for the
yeah.
Film? So it's probably going to have like. Zack Snyder's going to be there, I'm sure.
Well, you know what? There's no listing of who will be there.
I'm sure Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder's at Comic Con.
Oh, is he at Comic Con?
Yeah, because he's
he'll
at
be
that
there.
One with Judd Apatow.
Then he'll be there.
And Maybe they might have
footage. Why is Zack Snyder at a...
I'll get to that one. That's a good one. They might have footage. They might have something to show.
They're going
to
have stuff.
But it's in Hall H.
So once again, you're going to have to get there a little bit early.
Yeah.
By which I mean a lot early.
By which I mean a lot early.
Not Saturday spaced. Early, but early.
At 12:30 spaced, Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg and Jessica Hines.
The makers of Shaun of the Dead had a TV show in Britain before they did their films, and they're bringing it to America.
And it's chock full of pop culture references, and everyone that I've ever heard talk about it says it's really cool. So, But this would be them talking about it. There's an event later that evening screening it.
And they're showing their favorite episodes?
Later that evening. This one is talking about it. They recall the Clever and Edgy series and a Q&A session.
Cool.
There's Joss Whedon at 1:30 in Ballroom 20.
Cool.
So that's good for Joss Whedon fans. Ghostbusters, the video game.
Firefly and Buffy fans. For you
Firefly. For all those brown coats like Ralph.
Are there names for Buffy fans?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Steakheads.
Girls.
Girls.
I always said that Reaper is Buffy for boys. It's like Dora the Explorer and Diego the douchebag.
Diego the Prego. He's going to be talking about Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, which is his internet-released musical. Mm. Sounds kind of interesting. Ghostbusters, the video games on Friday.
I'm sure Jay's going to be there.
Wolfman
is a Joe Johnston movie starring Benicio del Toro with special effects by Rick Baker. Who's Ken Baker? Nobody.
Little Kenny Baker.
Oh, Kenny Baker.
You shook his hand.
Oh, I shook his hand at Comic-Con, guys. Here's something for the survival guide. If you're going to shake Kenny Baker's hand, be prepared to be shaking something really squishy and small.
So Rick Baker.
And if you want to feel like Kenny Baker, get your hand shaken by Peter Mayhew.
That's what it.
All right.
So Rick Baker will be there for that. There's the Jeff Johns one.
Jeff Johns, who is the current writer of a lot of the DC Universe, including Final Crisis and the Green Lantern.
Right.
And he just finished up his stint on Booster Gold.
And he did some great work on Teen Titans, and he's going to be there at 3:30. Family Guy.
So is Seth MacFarlane going to be there?
Seth MacFarlane and Seth Green.
So if you guys want to talk about Johan in Hellboy 2, you can maybe ask him a question about it at the Family Guy panel.
That's right. Or you can talk to Seth when he played a werewolf, which is like the Wolfman, on a Joss Whedon show. Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
That whole day is so tying together right now. And they're going to have scenes from the Cleveland show, which is the spinoff.
Yeah. What else?
I told you about Image Comics.
Yeah, Kirkman.
Robert Kirkman's going to be there.
Robert Kirkman.
And Brian Posehn.
Author of Invincible,
o'clock.
Astounding Wolfman, Tech Jacket, and The Walking Dead.
One of my shows that I like to watch, which I guess I have to consider a guilty pleasure because everyone razzes me for watching it, is Bones. So David Boreanaz and Emily Deschanel is going to be there this year.
Can you ask David Boreanaz if he's going to play Green Lantern in the film, Green Lantern?
That's another Joss Whedon connection. That's right.
David Boreanaz.
I can ask him that.
Is Angel.
Are you going to be Green Lantern? Okay. Entertainment Weekly's The Visionaries, filmmakers. That's Kevin Smith, Frank Miller, Zack Snyder, and Judd Apatow, all in one panel.
Got it. That's probably Hall H.
That's Hall H at 5:15.
Hall H, as you guys can see, is kind of the big deal.
Hall H and Ballroom 20 are where you get all the money ones. Like, Bones is in Ballroom 20. What?
Lost has moved on from Ballroom 20.
There's what no else? Numbers panel, they're saying. Shut up, jerks. At 5:30.
No Diego the Explego. Because I know how much you love Diego.
Diego.
Remember when we used to talk about Ivory and Ryan?
Yeah. All
right. God, that goes back to year one. Okay, what do we got going? What's
5:30. So if you can't get into Hall H, you might want to go to room 6B for the Venture Brothers panel.
Ooh,
I like
the
Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Jackson Public's going to be there and Mike Sinterklaas. Center Nicholas, whatever.
Those are probably people.
It's one of the voices. What's that?
Those are probably people. Those don't even sound like names.
Jackson Public is a person. I know.
Jackson
sound
Public
like,
sounds like Boston sounds like, Public.
It sounds like a company. Robot Chicken. Seth Green Seth is still Green. There. And that's
and
in room 6B.
Buddy, whatever his buddy, Matt, whatever.
Yeah. Kevin Smith, as usual.
Is there Bruce Campbell? Is Bruce Campbell showing up, or what's the deal?
You know, I haven't seen anything with him yet, so I don't know.
I thought My Name is Bruce. So it's like a big deal. His directorial debut. Or I guess it's not his directorial debut, but
I looked as best I could, but, you know, things always slip through the cracks, but I didn't see anything.
Maybe Lewis Black will be there to tell us.
maybe he'll tell us how it went. I feel like I kind of gloss over Kevin Smith because every time I see him talk, it's really entertaining.
Yeah. I have two DVDs that are like 7 hours each of him talking.
Just of him talking.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm burned out on it. It's just I don't.
And just as a reminder, guys, if there's a panel that you guys miss out on, pretty much that night you can go online and find that panel up on YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So
at 7:15 Friday night, this is when we might try to go to Mystery Science Theater 3000 20th Anniversary Reunion.
Just tell me when that's happening and give me a call. And
I'm not going to remember that.
Because like I said, I only really have two panels that I need to go to.
Yeah.
That would be the third one.
This is good for everyone because I know the two camps have kind of split up since the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
That there's the Mike camp and the Joel camp. And this includes all of them. So this might be your chance to go rabble rouse there too. And be like,
yeah.
So is the film crew just totally better than whatever Mike's, whatever Joel's one is? or what? Question. When will Ellen be on your very gay riff tracks?
Oh, man. We need to post that up somewhere. I know. All right.
At 9:30 on Friday is one that Ryan seemed interested in, worst cartoons ever.
Okay.
At 10:15 is the screening of all those spaced episodes.
Okay.
10:30, Spike and Mike.
Sick and Twisted.
Yeah, it's the gauntlet. You vote via applause, and your reaction is the deciding factor as to whether an animation keeps playing. So I guess if they boo things down, they'll turn it off and move on to the next one.
It's the
Apollo
show
of cartoons.
Wow.
I don't want to go to that. That sounds terrible.
Especially when you're in a room full of geeks, just like, this is not good. Like, yeah.
That's going to be tough.
You're not going to see anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You might see a no-neck Joe, because those are wicked short.
No-neck Joe!
No-neck Joe is great. I'm going on YouTube on Friday when I get the internet. Okay.
I could go for some Spike and Mike's from, like that era, like when we saw one or
no
two
neck
of
Joe.
Them.
97. Yeah. I saw it in 97. 96.
And then at 10:45 is Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Cool.
That's that musical. Saturday...
Lost, you're going to be there.
Yes.
So will we.
But here's, if you can't get into Lost, you might try to get into the Ballroom 20.
What's going on in Ballroom 20?
At 10.
More Bones.
It's More Bones. This one, it's just Emily Deschanel. She wears a sequined full-length ball gown and answers your questions.
There's going to be a lot of bones in the audience.
I don't doubt it.
I understand.
Anyhow, at 10 o'clock, Futurama Secrets Revealed. Matt Groening, Dave X. Cohen, the whole cast, essentially.
Then right after that is?
Right after that is The Simpsons.
Sweet.
At 10:45.
And it's going to be a lot of the same people?
Matt Groening.
Any cast from that? Or
no cast from The Simpsons. Just like producers and writers.
What's with those guys? Yeah, but what's with those guys? Like,
yeah, seriously. I don't see why Castellaneta doesn't. I mean.
You've had it. We'll see.
We'll see.
We're not saying they're not going to be there. It could be a surprise.
They're just not announced. Harry Shearer will definitely not be there.
It's not Xenu Day,
dick,
is it?
According to Ryan.
It's not Xenu Day, is it? That day? So, or whatever the no, whatever
man.
The Sabbath is for Scientology, is Nancy Cartwright going to be
it's
there?
It's not White Boy Day, is it?
All right, what do we got going?
After Lost in Hall H is the Disney Pixar panel with Bolt and Up.
It's like so weird. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm bolting around.
Oh, my
here.
God. I shot Marvin in the face. Oh, my God.
Up is being directed by Pete Docter.
Who directed
Monsters, Inc.
Who directed Monsters, Inc.?
The Little Lulu fan group is Saturday at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m.?
In room 24A.
I'm sorry? In what?
24A.
Is that the same room as J.I. Jack?
Give me a second. It is.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. We're going to change the plans. I hope people didn't skip from the Lost panel. Immediately following the recording of the Darmalars live from Comic-Con, we're going to be heading over to 24A prior to the Jay and Jack meetup, and we're going to hang out at the Little Lulu panel. I know it's definitely going to be three of the four Darmalars. I'm not going to say anything for Jimmy. And then you're also going to be able to meet Kirk, a.k.a. Palmer, on the scottandsteve.blogspot.com for the Little Lulu meetup.
I'm going to go there and just marvel at the little.
Yeah, that's the second year in a row. So you know what? It's, you know, I may not be wearing my yellow Darmalar shirt that day. I may be wearing my little Lulu shirt and skirt. No, I don't have a little Lulu.
I have a Sluggo shirt. Yeah, that's the same guy, right? Sluggo hangs out.
Yeah,
with Lulu?
Yeah, he did.
Or was
he
that
was
Nancy?
The Jughead of?
He hung out with Nancy. That's the slug. That's a local radio DJ
for Dre who. It's the only one that's in Southern California.
So that joke's for you, Dre. If you remember Sluggo from K-Rock, Ryan made that joke. At 3:30, Chuck. Ralph likes
that's
Chuck.
Me. They call me Chuck.
And, of course, 4 o'clock, Jay and Jack.
Yes.
4:45 is a Fringe panel, which features J.J. Abrams.
Okay. Oh, that show.
Oh, Fringe.
Wait, J.J. Abrams was going to be at that panel.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in San Diego that weekend.
Yes.
Or that day.
Yeah.
So since Lost is in Hall H, I'm not making a promise, but it seems pretty likely that J.J. Abrams would be at Lost. Why wouldn't he?
He could just show up.
The show.
He could be there the same way
he's
like
the executive producer.
Was.
Dude, if it's in Hall H, if he's going to be there that day, I'm saying chances are he's going to be at the Lost panel.
At 5:30 in Hall H, like I said, guys, Hall H, really popular, is the Sony Pictures panel. Part of that's interesting to me because it's Pineapple Express featuring Judd Apatow, Seth Rogen, James Franco, Danny McBride, who's
Danny
hilarious
McBride,
and fucking hot rod.
And Foot Fistway.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. Evan Goldberg, who co-wrote Superbad with Seth Rogen.
Danny McBride is also going to be showing up in Tropic Thunder.
Which
I hear is going to be showing at Comic-Con this year. That's another thing. For those of you who haven't been there, keep an eye out for free movie passes previews of movies that are about to come out.
Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing we tried to say last year. Stay ready. Stay frosty.
Stay ready. Have your cell phone.
Yeah.
Call friends. See what the word is and where you can get cool stuff.
Reception's for crap in some of those rooms, but
yeah.
Check as often as you can because sometimes if you keep yourself open, then that's when you end up with
a
Tom Kenny autograph. Troma at 6:30.
All right. I got an autograph from Uncle Lloyd last year.
Cool. At 7:15, there's a Mythbusters Q&A with Jamie and Adam, and that's in room 6B.
I may go to that.
Yeah.
I may go to that.
It's a Q&A and a screening, a sneak preview.
Is Carrie going to be there?
No word on whether the delightful Miss Carrie Byron will be there or not.
Is Tori going to be there?
No
Tori,
word on
who
whether
I originally
the less
disliked,
delightful Tori.
I disliked Tori from the beginning, but then I've grown to like Tori.
I can see that happening.
He seemed like kind of a douche. But
is
now
Grant
going to
be there?
Yeah.
That's right. It was who was that one that was like a welder? Scotty.
Scotty, Tori, and Carrie.
Bro.
One of them's a guy. And it wasn't Scotty.
At 7:15 in room 6, C, D, E, and F is Sarah Silverman. With Brian Posehn, Jake Johnston from Mr. Show.
Is Sarah Silverman in Mr. Show movie? She is. She's for against it.
Yeah, she's for against it.
I'm
Jake Johnston, I'm sure, is in it.
He is probably
he's gotta be a cop.
I don't know. He's probably in it.
He's in it.
He might as well sign it anyway.
Steve, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, McGee or a G. He's the other giant orange gay dude with Brian Posehn on the Sarah Silverman show.
Oh.
I don't know if he's in that one or not, but you definitely should go and see if you can get Jay and Sarah Silverman.
I'll do that.
She might be a little broken up, though.
Nah, not to sign my Run, Run, Run.
She's not too sad to sign your DVD.
Yeah.
So those are some interesting panels I thought people might be interested in.
All right. Well, then let's get out of here.
All right, guys.
And we have a few more things to talk about before we go, but let's head to the next chapter. All right, guys. So that's it from Anaheim. The next time we talk to you will be from San Diego. Ben, you mentioned about people seeing us earlier that we were going to bring up at the end of the show if you see us.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing, guys. Lately, this is kind of more of like a Darmalar's Lars thing than just a Comic-Con thing. But I've decided lately that I don't have to talk to strangers if I don't want to. If I'm just minding my business, like at a grocery store or at a gas station, and some dude comes up to me and says, "Oh, hey, listen, excuse me, can I talk to you?" He's going to want to talk to me about something I don't want to talk to him about. He's going to be asking me for money or something.
Oh, okay.
So
those kind of strangers.
What's that?
Those kind of strangers.
Those kind of strangers, yeah.
Okay.
So
I thought you just meant people. Like, can you help me carry this?
Or, no. You know, like
nice people.
People that are clearly going to talk to me about religion, which I don't discuss, or asking for money from me, which I don't want to give.
Okay.
And so I've kind of taken a preemptive approach, which got me in trouble when we went to L.A. Harmony and Ryan and I went to L.A., and we weren't off the train for 5 minutes before some dude came up to me and said, "Hey, excuse me, man, I just got out of county."
All right.
I almost got shanked, white power Bill style.
Okay.
This guy's like, "Hey, man, I just got out of county. Show me, like, his bracelet. Like, yep, I just got out of prison. See my get out of prison bracelet?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's okay. No, thank you." Okay. And I just kept walking.
Yeah.
Dude got pissed. He's like, "Hey, what do you mean? Just come back here. I don't try to sell you anything. Like, it's okay. I just don't feel like talking to you." He's like, "You know what? I got nothing to lose."
You need to learn one thing in sign language, and then
the I'm deaf.
Pass it off as I did not hear you.
I need to learn the sign language equivalent of "I'm sorry, I don't speak English."
You practically are deaf. So what does this story have to do with Comic-Con?
Okay.
Let us know.
So anyhow, this dude yelled at me hardcore, threatened to stab me. Like,
so don't threaten to stab Ben at Comic-Con.
Well, anyhow, like that didn't even stop me from my latest trend of, if people come up to me and I know that I don't know you and it sounds like it's going to be bad, I just say I don't want to talk to you. And then some dude did that at the movie theater. I think his name was Chandler. So, "Excuse me, sir, my name is Chandler." And I said, "I don't want to talk to you. I don't feel like talking to strangers."
Okay.
And then someone pointed out, what if he was a fan of the show?
Okay.
So if you're out there and you're listening and you're a fan of the show, I'm sorry that I was being a dick. I just didn't want to give you money or talk about religion because I don't discuss that.
But if you do see Ben at Comic-Con and you do talk about the show, he will give you...
I will give you a button.
A darn large button.
And I do want to talk to fans of the show. I just don't want to be solicited. So if you see me in public or if you see Ralph...
I don't know. What you're really...
Just say Darn
really nervous. You're really nervous about this.
Just
if someone says, "Hey, Ben..."
Yeah, say "Hey, Ben."
Say "Hey, Ben."
Say "Ben."
People are gonna say
I'm talking about in general now.
People are going to say, "Hey, are you Ben?"
Hey, are you
They're
Ben?
Not just going to go, "Hey, mister. Hey, mister."
Yeah.
You're going to know. Don't worry about it. You're thinking way too much into this.
Well, I was saying I have the right to not talk to strangers. And Ryan said that maybe not so much because people know me from the show.
Okay, good.
So I'm saying, make sure that you know that you let me know it's about the show, and I'll talk to you. And this isn't just for Comic-Con.
Our second year, we were there. Some guy pointed at me, said, "Hey, are you Ralph from the Darmalars?" I said, "Why, yes." And we shook hands, and
that
we
was
had
Stuart,
a little confrontation.
Right?
No, this was our first year. We had been on the Darmalars had the Darmalars name for 2 episodes.
That's right.
And then before that, we were Make Your Own Kind of Music version 2.
And this guy
was already on board.
That's awesome.
So he was like a Scott and Steve fan and somehow recognized me.
That's really cool.
So people, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about Comic-Con. Like, this is something that I wanted to say.
If Ben is rude to you, say the safe word and he'll stop being
exactly.
rude to you.
This is something that I've been wanting to say since we saw Wall-E, and this is just our first show.
Okay.
Comic-Con.
Punch my face.
Yeah, Ryan will talk to anyone.
Yeah, punch me in the face. Do whatever. I don't care.
Ryan loves crazy people. He talked to my crazy neighbor about the super freeway between Mexico and Canada for like 20, 30 minutes, whereas I was playing Guitar Hero.
Is that
came
super
up to the
freeway
door,
the 5?
What's that?
The super freeway is not the 5?
No. That's just an okay freeway.
Because that goes from... Okay.
I told her, you know, I'm trying to be polite, but you have to get off my porch now.
Whereas Ryan was
like, "Well, tell me more."
Let's get on with... Come on. All right.
So anyhow, that has...
Just talk to us and be fine.
That's
Don't worry
not Comic-Con
about
specific. That's just something I wanted to say the next time we got on the show.
All right. Then
we'll have tons of buttons.
We'll have buttons. We'll see us there. We won't have shirts to give out. Those are still exclusively at shopsalmon8.com.
And they are styling. Hey, guys, thanks for getting T-shirts, by the way.
Yes. I'd like to thank everybody who purchased T-shirts. It is actually helping us... making our wallets a lot lighter or whatever. I don't know how to phrase it.
It's making
our trip a lot easier.
Right.
And because of it, Jimmy has decided to come down from San Diego or from Seattle to San Diego. And a lot of it's due to the shirts. Like it really, really helps us out. A lot of people, you know, we kind of pimp the shirts out a lot, but because of that, we want to repay you with you know, going through the Hall H line and being at the panel and reporting on it.
Yeah.
So for those of you who purchase shirts and for those of you who aren't able to make it to Comic-Con, we'll be able to report on it directly following. So.
We hope it balances out. You know, it's cool to have people buy our shirts. It's also really cool to see the pictures of everyone in our shirts.
Yeah.
So make sure you send those. But just the fact that or pictures with the shirts off, of course. But it's just the fact that that money can help us do our job on the show, which is why people want the shirts in the first place. Yeah. It's really cool and really circular.
Yeah. And then we're, speaking of pictures in the shirt, I think we did this last year. I'm going to try to do it a little bit better this year is, every night when we go back to the hotel room, we're going to start uploading pictures to our MySpace page.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So for those of you that can't make it down to, San Diego, I almost said Seattle, make it down to San Diego. At the end of each day, we'll show you what we're up to, and then on Saturday night, you'll have your insight to the Lost panel.
There you go.
So we'll be, hopefully, maybe we'll get a video diary up at darmalarge.net.
That might be cool.
And that's pretty much it for the show. We have about a month's worth of phone calls to play. I'm not going to play them at the end of the show.
Do a separate show.
On Monday, I think what I'll do is another listener show.
We did that last year.
What what I'm thinking of doing is maybe even, I'll still do a karaoke then as well. But I'll give you guys an intro, let you guys know what's been going on for the last month while the Darmalars have been gone. We'll play all your calls and some karaoke.
Sounds good.
So look forward to that on Monday.
And then we'll do our live show. And then after that, next time you see us, we'll be the Lars.
Yep. Hopefully. Hopefully we don't wait until the next time we're the Darmalars again, and it's time for the DVD release.
That would be too long to go from August to December.
That's it, guys.
All right, guys. So hey, if you're at Comic-Con, come and say hi. Ryan, producer Ryan is saying hi. Oh yeah,
check Darmalars.net.
Check everything out.
Darmalars.net. All right.
Say
you go.
Give us a call 206-338-4261.
And send us an email, darmalars@gmail.com.
And go to darmalars.net. And Ryan's saying hi.
Ryan says bye.
Oh, okay. So, guys, if we're at Comic-Con, I really would like to meet as many of you as I can. If not, we're going to try to tell you the whole story as best we can. So that's it. From the brand new, beautiful Anaheim studios of the Darmalars, this is Ben, Los de la Vista.
You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, guys.
Get swamped by our adoring fans.
What's the matter, Spade? Nobody love you?
No.
After you. Ladies and gentlemen, Randall is in the building.
This can't be. Maybe we're early.
Actually, we're 10 minutes late.
Hi, loyal fans. I'm Dante, and this is Randall. We're the stars of the hit ABC cartoon Clerks, and we're ready to take your questions.
Are you guys gay or what?
No. Next question.
Yeah, I love the movie Clerks, but I think your show sucks hard. It's in color, right? And nobody curses? It's nothing like the movie with all the monkeys and the Little League stuff. And the evil billionaire guy, it's like it's on The Simpsons.
Don't!
I also feel that you guys come off as gay on the show. Thank you?
That wasn't even a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you how little you guys sold out for, and what it feels like to have no soul and a black heart. Oh, and when will Ellen be guesting on your very gay show?
I can't believe it. They hate the show.
Yeah, and they think you're gay.
We have to do something. We've got to make the show more like the movie, quick.
But why? The network thinks it's great, and the network would never let a bad show on the air, even if they owned it. Would they?
Boys and girls of America, from this point on, I promise that Clerks the Cartoon is going to be more like Clerks the Movie.
Who are you talking to?
We're bringing it back to its roots. You have my word. Nothing but old school Clerks.
We're keeping it real, folks.